Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rica on Power 101.7.
All right, Jess, what you got today?
All right, all the couples were out and about this weekend. So Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes did not come to play with their 4th of July festivities. The couple got married in 2022, hosted the holiday party in Miami on a massive yacht and photos obtained by TMZ. But the Mahomes were celebrating a friend's birthday as well as the holiday. They dressed in red, white, and blue. Brittany opted for a blue one-piece and white linen pants, and Patrick wore a white tank top and blue shorts. The couple, along with many friends, they had on hats that said 1995 on them, like trucker hats, and they look great. And also Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, they hung out with the Mahomes over the weekend as well for their July 4th bash, and they looked wonderful as well. Mm. So these pictures are trending, and everybody is doing good. All right,
you know who else hung out on 4th of July over the weekend?
Who?
70.5 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. The Nathan's Famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
I was excited. Yes. I love being here. Man, I wish I had ate a couple more. I'm sorry, guys. I'll be back next year.
Yes, Joey Chestnut, by the way, winning his 17th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. He was back this year. Came back home.
That was amazing. 70.5 hot dogs.
He
says he'll be back next year. Also, did you hear about this? Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, is Apple Music's most streamed song ever.
Wow.
Yeah, bae. Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, bae.
So, yes, it is official. It's officially been 10 years since Apple Music first debuted. To celebrate the milestone, Apple shared their top 500 most streamed songs of the decade, and Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, is the most streamed song, and Drake has the most songs on the chart with 27. Taylor Swift follows Drake with 14 songs. So number one is Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. Number two, Blinding Lights, The Weeknd. Number three, God's Plan, Drake. Number four, Sunflower, Post Malone. Number five, Post Malone as well with Rockstar. Coming in at number six is Drake, One Dance. Number seven, Sicko Mode, Travis Scott. Number eight, Perfect, Ed Sheeran. Nine, No Guidance, Chris Brown. And number 10, Bad Guy, Billie Eilish.
Okay.
Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet, they are reuniting again. They went on vacation and, you know, they were seen together at the Knicks playoff games, but now they're enjoying the great outdoors. These pictures and videos are trending online as well. They are enjoying the sun and the surf in southern France. The A-list couple was spotted walking around, holding hands and looking great while they're doing it. She wore a striped dress. High-end dress, by the way. She had on her model legs, is what's posted here online, and she was looking great. So a lot of people, you know, they get hung up on these celebrities, what they have on and who's out and about and what they're doing. And this text message, I don't know if you heard about this, but an American Airlines flight from San Juan, Puerto Rico to Dallas, they had to return back to Puerto Rico after a passenger said, "Oh my gosh, I just saw a text message from a fellow passenger on their phone and it said RIP." So it concerned that passenger. They told, you know, the airline, and they said it was going to be a security threat. So American Airlines turned the flight around. Can you believe it?
And it wasn't.
No.
Like anything.
It was nothing at all. They did confirm that.
I would be furious.
Non-credible. The flight was allowed to continue after they had to turn around, land again, clear the flight.
Oh, no.
They had to do a check.
Really?
But it was non-credible.
And hold on. What did they say? RIP.
RIP.
What does that mean?
The flight was allowed to continue after the plane was inspected.
No.
And cleared by law enforcement. Now, the passenger who received the text had recently experienced a family death. And the message was meant to be a gesture of condolence. RIP. Rest in peace. So American Airlines, they are emphasizing safety and security as their top priority. And they apologize for any inconvenience.
So the person who got the text who was on the plane, that's the dummy. That's the one I would blame. Not the person who sent the text, RIP.
No, it was the person, the passenger who looked over at the person's phone and saw RIP.
Well, that person should be, that's what I'm saying. That person should be the one.
And they were like, oh my gosh, why does it say that on their phone? Who, and turned them in.
The one who told the person on American Airlines. Why would you do that? They shouldn't be allowed to fly back. I'm concerned because I saw a text that said RIP.
They shouldn't be allowed back.
I looked over on someone's phone and noticed it said RIP.
Yeah.
No.
It was not a threat at all.
Was anything by... Why do people get in other people's business? Is that... Why? Oh, yeah. I would be hot.
Yeah, they turn the flight around. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I couldn't believe it when I saw that.
Better safe than sorry. No.
See something, say something.
No. See something, say nothing.
You got to turn the flight around.
Oh, no.
Land. Clear the flight. Get law enforcement.
Look, wait. At least say something when you get there. Wait till you get
there.
At least wait till you get there.
They were shook.
They thought the person next to
them were shook.
Was he dead, man? Was he dead?
They were shook.
I'm going to go report it, but we only got an hour left. Wait. I know they're asleep and they haven't moved.
Oh, my God.
And they just got a text that said RIP, but you know what? We're only like 45 Mm-mm. minutes out. Mm-mm. I'll go tell them once we land. That's jacked up, ain't it?
It's crazy. And then Elon Musk made an announcement about the formation of his New America Party due to his disgust with the passage of President Trump's massive spending bill, with plans to focus on a few key Senate and House seats in the 2026 midterm election. So that's trending. And also President Trump revealed plans for an ultimate fighting championship. Yes, UFC fight to take place on the White House grounds next year as part of America's 250th birthday celebration.
You know what that's called? That's called America. We're going to have a UFC fight on the White House grounds, y'all. What a time to be alive. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
They're going to be like, it's going to be star-studded celebrities and all this.
And he said it during a speech, and he mentioned, you know, UFC president Dana White, organizing the event, all the things. They are expecting a crowd of up to 25,000 people.
They're already expecting a crowd that big, and they just said it.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
And I'm sure that they would get more than that if they had the room.
This is another story that's trending.
Oh, what's this one?
This is...
Somebody was trying to get me down the rabbit hole talking about him over the weekend. I mean, they're in it deep.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
Yeah, well, here's this. According to reports, this is coming from World Star. According to reports, a joint investigation by the DOJ and FBI has concluded that Jeffrey Epstein did not keep a client list. You believe that? Because wasn't it...
Let me just ask you this question.
Wasn't it a few months back that the DOJ said that there was a list on her desk?
And released the names and all that.
Yeah. But now there's no client list. Also, that he was not murdered. You know, there's a conspiracy about that. Jeffrey Epstein was in prison, and they say that he committed suicide. That's what they concluded.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden they're saying, you know, he was not murdered.
Right.
But
my question to you is, do you think Jeffrey is still alive?
Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah.
Oh, is that something you got into this weekend?
Yeah. I said, you know what? I'm going to ask Bill.
You know who would know? Bill. Bill would know.
I said, I'm going to ask Bill.
Well, I need to do a little bit more, you know, like research on this. But again, according to reports, a joint investigation by the DOJ and FBI concluded Jeffrey Epstein did not have a client list and was not murdered and found no evidence of blackmail involving high-profile individuals.
This person's adamant that he was not murdered. They do believe that he did not commit suicide. He's alive. And the government has them.
Possible.
because he was in with the government and CIA, and that, you know, there was a lot of things connected there.
Yeah.
And that they had to take him.
A memo states that findings align with the medical examiner's ruling that Epstein died by suicide in 2019. Apparently, the Trump administration plans to release an evidence video supporting that conclusion.
Video evidence.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're going to release it.
All right. That's interesting.
So, thoughts, 302-858-5117.
That's a lot.
I don't know. Somebody commented under this post and said, two quotes. The first one, we have the files. We will release the list.
Yeah.
Next one. So we investigated. There's no list.
There's no list.
Like, what's going on here? Which is it? Why were we told that there was a list? Was it, remember the whole thing where there was like reporters that went to the White House and got,
you were the one that
the partial
showed
list.
Me that. Yeah, there was pictures.
It was trending.
Yeah.
They got the partial list.
Yes.
Now there's no list. Is something funny?
Something's up. I need you to look into this.
Yeah.
You're good at this kind of stuff.
We're going to be following this.
No, Bill.
Yeah.
Bill's good at this.
We're going to be following this and we'll let you know. But that's kind of wild. Also, real quick, I don't know if you heard this or not, but TikTok reportedly building a new app specifically for the U.S. It's called M2.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, apparently they're developing a new app for U.S. users.
So they're not going to find a buyer.
Don't know
the things.
Don't know where we're at with it. All I saw is this story.
This is going to be the solution.
It's supposed to be launching in September. The current version of TikTok will be phased out by March of 2026, requiring users to download the new app and continue using the platform.
Okay.
So.
All right. That's news. All right.
So wait, users in the U.S. will download M2. I assume everyone will be downloading M2. Like, because TikTok, when you go on TikTok, you have like millions, even to the billion, like views.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of that is people outside of the country.
Right.
You know, you rely on those views.
Yeah.
So we don't want one that's just in the United States. We want one so everyone can see it.
Yeah.
So is the whole app phasing out and everybody's going to switch over to M2? Or maybe people are going to be on both, but we're only going to be allowed to be on one because we're in the U.S.? It can't just be an app right here in the U.S. because people rely on those views.
From
everywhere. You know, we want more. Like, even all social media, you have it all over the world. So,
I mean, I personally don't think that TikTok is going anywhere.
Okay.
And if it does, and they like ban it here in the U.S., it like TikTok is still a thing.
Yeah, no, it is, of course.
Yeah.
It's the number
not going
one
anywhere.
Yeah. But is it, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know. M2 is what it's going to be called. But okay, fine. They start phasing it out. But how do they phase it out? Like, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. And I hope that everyone on TikTok, like people from other areas, can get the M2 if that's going to be the case.
Yes.
Because people are going to lose a lot of money, you know?
Yep.
Like, just having to cater to people here in the U.S. because there's not enough. They're not getting, they're going to get the views.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So,
I know.
Now, if it's here in the U.S. and then everybody else comes, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So, I don't know. A lot going on with that. We'll be following that as well. 330, prayers going out to Texas as they face more flash floods in the forecast.
Oh, no. Yes. Texas.
A lot of sad things going on in Texas, you know? So
we have more rain coming.
Crazy.
Flash floods and all that. Terrible.